The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa on Q104. Do you find like you bring too much stuff to work? Like it's
no.
So much stuff, like you're forgetting things in the morning. Do you ever have that issue?
Mm-mm. No, I have my bags packed and like ready to go.
Like the night before?
Yeah. That way I can just grab them and go.
That's really good.
You don't?
No, I don't pack stuff up. I should do that. I do pick my clothes out the night before.
I do that too. I try to make my mornings as seamless and like no-brainer as possible.
The clothes thing makes a lot of sense to me because otherwise I'm rooting through drawers and Paul is still asleep in the room, and that's not very respectful for her. So I will just take my clothes, my outfit, and I'll put it in the kitchen area, and I get dressed in the kitchen.
Oh, that's weird.
Because
well, it's dark.
It is dark in the kitchen.
Well, in the bedroom, I assume it's darker though because your wife's in there sleeping.
Right, and if I'm getting dressed in there, I might make noise. So I basically shower and then just completely vacate the bathroom and bedroom area.
Yeah,
and get dressed. But the thing is that I've started working out again, which is something that has been desperately needed, especially since when I broke my ankle right before Thanksgiving. I really haven't done anything that athletic. And I'm pretty sure.
I don't know,
sure,
though. I just saw that ankle on Saturday, and she's still a little swollen over there. So you better take it easy on the treadmill.
I'm not really doing that. I'm just kind of like lifting and doing core stuff.
Okay.
I don't even want to weigh myself right now because I don't know what it would be. The thing is, in the wintertime, and this is really first world problems, but in the winter here in Cleveland, if you want to work out, it's much more difficult in the winter because you need like a whole separate bag of workout clothes.
Yeah.
Because I've got these winter boots on. I can't work out in those.
Right.
I have warm, long socks on. Those aren't workout socks.
No, that's going to be miserable.
You need shorts. You need a workout shirt.
And you need a whole other wardrobe.
So annoying.
Yeah, that really is. I imagine that would be annoying, and I'm so glad that's not a problem that I deal with, because I'm still not going to the gym.
Right.
But good for you. Good for you.
Again, I know, first world problems. Thank you for being here this morning, the Q Morning Show. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So with this heat wave today, upper 30s expected to be the high. You know what? There's going to be long lines at the car washes today.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
The second the weather starts to break. You know, I actually last week, I was thinking this because I wanted to get a car wash. I did get my car washed. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what is the protocol on this? Because it's below freezing.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a car wash, I feel like it's not going to be dry when I leave. Also, I feel like it's just going to get dirty in like 2 seconds again. But my car was like filthy. Like, it's embarrassing. I have a black car, for reference, so, like, you can really see it in the winter with all, of, like, the salt and ice and just, ugh.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right about everything you just said. But I think a lot of people still do it. I think they frequently get car washes to protect against their car. I mean, even though it gets dirty 10 minutes later, at least you're getting this coat off, you're getting this round of salt off.
See, I usually don't. I usually just wait until the weather breaks. But I had friends visiting from out of town that I was picking up on Friday night. And I was like, I don't want to show up and my car looking like an absolute beater. I want to do something about this. And I was surprised there were other people at the car wash.
Where are your friends visiting from?
Seattle.
Oh, okay.
So they were like cross country.
They're not familiar with what cars look like in winter weather.
No, not so much.
216-474-0104. I have a feeling that a lot of people have like those memberships, like the monthly memberships, like, and you get unlimited car washes.
Oh, that's smart.
And I think people are just going through the car wash all the time.
Maybe I should do that. Cause it was like $17 and I was like, I mean, it's not a bad deal for a good car wash.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that my car will be dirty again before I even get home.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't really care. Like, my whole philosophy on it is it's winter time.
Yeah.
I don't really have I don't know. I just don't think about things like that. And so, yeah, my car has salt on it and it's dirty and I drive a black car, but I just don't care. It's winter.
It'll be like that till April.
I'll worry about it, you know, in the spring. But that's funny. When I lived in Arizona, we had one of those monthly things. I was going through all the time, going through the car wash all the time.
I had one of those in San Diego too.
Yeah.
A car wash membership. Cause the weather doesn't suck.
A dirty car stands out more.
Oh yeah.
In a nice weather community. Right. Here I think we just all fit in with our dirty cars, but yeah, I see the car washes, always with long lines, especially during this time of year.
I live in Parma, so there's one like right by the Ridge Road exit that is usually popping off, especially in the summer. But like I said, even last week, I had to wait in line, and I was like, what? It's not even nice out. Like, why is everybody doing this right now?
Well, that's a good poll question. 216-474-0104. What do you do with your car in the wintertime? How many car washes do you get on average? Like, do you have one of those monthly memberships? Are you just getting them constantly?
Or you just wait.
Yeah. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Alyssa's wondering what you do with your car in the wintertime. Because today, with this break in the weather, I think there's going to be a long line of people trying to get their car washed here.
Try to wash off some of the salt and ice and snow and residue.
Yeah, get it nice and squeaky clean before we have to do this again within the next couple days. Michael in Streetsboro, good morning.
Hello.
How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What do you do with your car this time of year?
So I have a membership through a car wash. I go through Sergeant Clean, and it's really nice because if you think about it, I got the membership where I got the Platinum service. So after two washes, it's already paid for, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I like getting the salt off because my truck is fairly new, mm-hmm. and I want to try to keep the rust off as much as possible. So if I get that first layer off, I'm not brushing against it with my clothes and getting all the salt on my clothes.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And you know, it's after two washes, it's covered. So I'm like, why not? I'll just go keep getting car washes and keep my truck clean.
See, that's the other thing that I noticed, too, is, like, brushing up against my car. Like, my clothes keep getting... All my sweatshirts and sweatpants keep getting
horrible.
So dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
and
said...
And then when you get the salt on your hands, then you get it on your steering wheel and everything
yeah.
else
yeah.
you touch. You're like, okay. I need a wet wipe or something.
And if you have those unlimited washes, if you have the monthly membership, you know, your car gets dirty within a day, but then if you
yep.
got some time, just go through again the next day. Like, who cares?
So you said
And I've actually gone through right after going through because I wasn't happy with how clean it came. So I went through again and I didn't have to pay because I could go as many times a day as I wanted, you know?
So it's two times a month and it pays itself off?
Oh, yeah. So basically, if you don't
bad.
Get it on a discount, it's like $50 a month. But if you go through a second time, it pays for itself in the second wash.
Oh, that's not bad.
You know, you go through the entire month like that, you've already paid for it the first time.
Can't beat it.
As an alternate point here that someone is texting in, and I wish that this person was on the phone so we could ask follow-up questions, but this person texts in, I only wash on days above freezing because my dad told me it was bad for the sealants and the rubber to wash below freezing.
Mm.
And this person trusts their dad because their dad is a mechanic. So
I trust dads, especially mechanic dads.
I trust mechanics and I trust dads.
I trust both of those sectors of people.
We just need to have a mechanic on standby.
We really do.
At all times.
Truly, between you and me, yeah, we need someone.
The Q Morning Show, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, the Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Savannah Guthrie released another video yesterday. Did you see it?
I did.
She still believes that her mom is okay. Well, she's praying for that.
That she's alive.
Anyway. And she addressed that on the video.
We believe our mom is still out there. We need your help. Law enforcement is working tirelessly around the clock trying to bring her home. Trying to find her. She was taken and we don't know where. And we need your help.
if you believe in some of the reporting about the ransom notes, because it has been out there that there were deadlines to respond to the ransom note, Thursday night of last week. Am I right about that? Yeah, Thursday night of last week was one of them.
I believe so.
And then there was another one last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
at like 5 p.m. And that deadline came and it went.
Yeah, and we have no idea what's happened since then. I'm not sure what time that Savannah released that video yesterday. But she's pleading with the public, if you see something, please tell someone.
If you see anything, you hear anything, if there's anything at all that seems strange to you, that you report to law enforcement. We are at an hour of desperation.
I don't know much about Savannah.
I don't either.
I know that she has been on the Today Show since 2012, so a very long time.
Yeah.
But I was so curious about what's going on in her personal life, because I don't know anything about her personal life. I see where she got married in 2014, and then announced she was pregnant, and she had her first baby when she was 2014. So that means she has an 11-year-old, right?
Oh, wow.
So an 11-year-old daughter, and I believe a 9-year-old boy as well. And I was thinking about them this morning. Like, what are they going through right now?
I can't even imagine.
Because
I really can't.
I know Savannah is in Tucson.
Yeah.
With her brother and sister, at least. You know, where is her husband right now? Where are the kids? You know, you got to think they're in school. So they might not be in Tucson with their mom. They, you know, might be in school. And so they have to deal with, you know, moms all the way across the country.
And grandma.
And grandma's missing. And
yeah, grandma's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I was thinking about her family today.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that I can't even begin to think about, because it just will break my heart even more.
All right. Again, we got to get good vibes going this morning. 216-474-0104. Looking for some positivity.
Yes, please.
Something going on in your world that it makes you happy. It brings you joy. And when you share it with us, it becomes contagious. We call it good vibes. 216-474-0104. Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. Let's go to Broadview Heights. We're going to talk to Kirsten and get a good vibe this morning. Kirsten, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe.
Oh, I have the most lovely daughter, and she loves to sing and play the guitar and play the piano, and she's in college right now, and I miss her so much. And
aww.
Yeah, but whenever she's home, because it's quiet when the kids go, right? So every time she comes home, she'll sit at the piano and she sings and she plays her guitar, and the house just fills full of music because she's there. And it just makes me so much, brings me so much joy and so much happiness that she's around.
Oh my God, Kirsten, you're making me well up a little bit here.
Oh my gosh, when is she coming home next?
We're going to go see her. It's, you know, she's graduating this May, and It's senior parents weekend coming up, so we're really excited to go have and celebrate her.
Where does she go to school, Kirsten?
She goes to Georgetown University.
Oh, wow. You must be so...
smarty pants.
Immensely proud.
Yeah, we are. We are, and she's smart and talented. She's so kind. You guys, she's the kindest.
Oh, my gosh.
So we just love her.
Congratulations on everything, you know, to your daughter. It sounds like she's having her life off to an incredible start. And somehow we got to get a recording of her playing music so you can just loop it in the house and just have it playing all the time.
Yeah, we do. She actually records music too. So we have songs that she's written and sings, and, you know, she just kind of just doodles on them and doesn't really release them, but they're amazing. And so we have those and we throw those on. My husband has them on as like his playlist.
Yeah.
They just kind of come up all the time. So it's really great just to have a little part of her with us all the time.
I love it. Thank you, Kirsten, for sharing that with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys are great.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, you've got the Q Morning Show. I keep seeing this post over and over. People are pointing out that next year, right around this time, Valentine's Day next year is going to fall on Super Bowl Sunday.
Is it really?
I think so.
Oh, that's funny.
Unless they change the day of the Super Bowl, which
I mean, I really wish that they just would. I wish that they would change it to line up with President's Day.
Yeah,
get that Monday off. It would be perfect.
But otherwise, the post I see is, you know, get ready. You know, you're going to lose your man on Super Bowl Sunday.
So this time next year, there's going to be a lot of divorce happening.
Do you really think it's that big of a deal? Like, I don't know. I mean, I think that it just more illustrates how Valentine's Day is not a big deal at my house.
Yeah, I think in general, Valentine's Day is not the biggest of deals. I was just talking with one of my friends over the weekend. She was like, do you guys exchange gifts for Valentine's Day? I was like, no, do you? She was like, I feel like we should, but it's like, no,
yeah.
Like he'll get me a dozen donuts and that's Valentine's Day, one and done.
Yeah, Paula and I have not exchanged gifts in many, many years. I mean, we acknowledge the day, but I think that the most important day in our relationship now has become our anniversary, not necessarily Valentine's Day. What was I going to ask you? You do have plans, though. Did you not? Aren't you the one that was advocating to make dinner reservations like weeks ago? Did you make one?
I did. Yeah. Okay. I made reservations like I think the first week of January. I wasn't messing around.
Do you want to say where you're going or you want to keep that on the DL?
Oh, no. So it's actually funny. We're going to the same place that I had a reservation for last Valentine's Day that we didn't make it to because both of us were super sick last Valentine's Day. So we're going to Amazonia in Lakewood.
Oh, very good.
So let's see if it works out this time around.
Paula has come to me and she's like, I've been asked to work on Saturday. Do you mind if I work on Saturday?
Do you mind if I work?
And she's like, I think somebody at work screwed up and they need to celebrate Valentine's Day. So they have called off and now they're asking my wife if Paula would come in on a Saturday and cover for them.
Classic. Somebody's always scrambling because they forgot to take the day off or make a reservation or something.
And Paula's like, yeah, that's fine. I don't have any plans.
Oh, Paula. Oh.
She didn't even need to check with me first.
She's like, no, we're good.
She knew we didn't have plans. The Q Morning Show. Someone texted in, next year, the Super Bowl does fall on Valentine's Day, but the day after will be President's Day.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
That's a miracle.
Go to my calendar here.
That's what I've been hoping for my whole life.
Okay, so the 15th next year is President's Day because that's how the calendar falls. So if the Super Bowl will be on the 14th next year, because I'm not 100% sold on that yet. I mean, maybe it is, and I'm just not aware of it. Like, they have to lock it in, like, years in advance because they got to get this.
How do they pick that? Is it just always, like, the first weekend or the second weekend of February or?
I honestly don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I know that they keep talking about adding in another week to the season. So how does that affect things? Plus, how does this affect the NBA always traditionally has All-Star Weekend.
Oh, that's right.
During President's Day weekend. So what are they going to do next year?
Yeah.
There's too many things happening on a 3-day weekend next year. I'm all for it, though. Like, I can't ever remember having the Monday off after the Super Bowl ever in my life.
No, I feel like that is one of those things that I have like hoped and dreamed for forever. And I didn't think it would actually happen. But if this lines up, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up this morning at 7:50. We got to talk to Kyle in Lakewood. Kyle wants to be in the group chat. Speaking of Valentine's Day, Kyle was very seriously thinking about proposing to his girlfriend this weekend. And now there's this giant obstacle in his way. He's not going to do it, I don't think.
Ooh.
He's looking for some advice. The group chat. Next, Miles Smith, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. Kyle from Lakewood wants to be in the group chat. That means he's looking for everybody's advice. Kyle, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on with you?
Okay, so let's see. So I was hoping to propose to my girlfriend this weekend, right? Like
Valentine's Day weekend.
That's a good weekend to do it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I've been planning this since like before the holidays. Like it's been a couple of months that I've been thinking about this, right? So I've been saving up for the ring for like a year, right? Like I picked it up last month. But I wanted to do this the right way, right? So I asked her dad for his blessing and he said no.
Oh.
Yeah, like he said that we're too young and that like we haven't been together for that long, and he thinks getting married at 23 and 24 is a mistake, and he kept saying things like, you might like think you're ready now, but you're just kids.
Oh.
How long have the two of you been together? How long have you been with his daughter?
I mean, I've been with her for a little over 2 years, so it's been like a minute, you know?
Yeah. That seems like a long time, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you said you guys are how old? 23 and 24?
Yeah, we're 23 and I'm 24, right? So she's 23, I'm 24. And, like, I didn't want to argue, right? I just kind of sit there, and, like, I nodded because I didn't, like, what am I supposed to say? Like,
yeah, what do you say to that? Like,
well, it sounds like that song, doesn't it?
What?
The Rude song?
Oh, like, they're like, why?
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, because I need to know. And then he says no, and you're like, why you gotta be so rude? That's what you should have said.
Yeah, that's you.
Don't you know I'm human too?
That's exactly what I'm feeling like. Like, that's literally it. And I don't know what to do, because I feel like I wasn't expecting him to say no, you know? Like, I didn't really plan for that. Like, I'm stuck, because I mean, I know I want to marry his daughter, but I don't have his permission to do the thing. So, mm-hmm. I have everything ready to go for Saturday, but I want to start our engagement with her dad, like, hating me or feeling like I went behind his back or disrespected him or something. Mm. I don't know what to do. Like, do I wait or do I go for it and propose anyway? I don't really want to mess this up, you know?
Well, if you follow along to the song, you gotta marry her anyway. Marry that girl. I'm gonna marry her
anyway.
I don't know. I mean, joking aside, Kyle, this sucks.
Yeah, this does. I couldn't imagine getting that like answer, going into that conversation. I would never expect to get a no.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting it.
I think you should hold off on the proposal.
You do. How long, though, I guess, is my question. Because you guys are young, 23 and 24. You got time, but how long does he wait?
I've got some good advice. Hopefully somebody else has some advice, too. I've never heard of this actually happening in real life. 216-474-0104. Kyle was going to propose to his girlfriend on Valentine's Day weekend. He went to his girlfriend's dad to ask his permission. He shot him down.
Womp, womp.
What does he do next? The group chat. 216-474-0104. Gorillas. 7:30 banger this morning. The Q Morning Show. We're doing the group chat. Poor Kyle.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed. Put on my best.
This is Kyle's life right now.
Kyle looks so nice.
All the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question.
Spoiler alert, Dad said no.
Yeah, Dad said no. Kyle is all ready to do the thing, pop the question this weekend for Valentine's Day. And he asked his girlfriend's dad, and he was like, no, you guys are too young, or 23 and 24, not a fan of it.
Is that still common these days to ask for dad's permission?
I didn't think so. My husband didn't ask anybody before he asked me to marry him.
I think it depends on family dynamics.
Yeah, I think it does too.
You know, if the girl's not close with her dad,
then what are you going to do?
What's the point? Yeah, what's the point of doing it? That was the case in my relationship. My wife did not have a relationship with her father.
Yeah.
I never met the man. There was no reason for me to ask his permission in advance. They didn't have a relationship.
I imagine, though, that like being a young guy that is in this stage of life, it has to be at least like somewhat nice to not have this like looming over you that you have to do it. Because, yeah, I don't think it's as common, but it did not go well for Kyle.
However, yeah, now that Kyle did ask for permission and he said no, I think he has to honor the father's wishes.
You think he does?
Otherwise, why ask?
If you weren't going to listen to him anyways, if you weren't going to care what he said.
Sharon in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think that Kyle should do next?
I think that Kyle maybe should tell the father, we're going to make it a long engagement, propose anyway, make it a long engagement, year and a half. It takes a year and a half to plan a good wedding anyway. So by then, the father should be more akin to it, and everyone will be 24, 25 years old. So
well, that's a good point.
I don't understand proposing anyway.
Wait, what?
Why propose any? He already said no. You went to your girlfriend's dad, and he said no. So why would you still propose? I don't get that part.
You don't know if the girlfriend's going to say no. She might say yes.
Right, but he shouldn't ask if the dad said, I'm not on board with this.
You think that should just be the end of it? Like, he should just hold off for now, then?
Right. Am I wrong about that?
Like I said, I do think that, like, they are young. I absolutely think that they have time. They can wait. But how long are you thinking, though, to wait?
All right, let's see if we can continue this, because I want to see if there's anyone on my side.
Because I do like what Sharon said. She has a good point. Like, a year and a half, they'll be older. Plus, depending on what kind of wedding they want, if they want a big wedding and they want a big venue, they're going to have to wait about a year anyways to reserve that.
And they might need dad's help in putting this all together.
Very true.
216-474-0104. We'll see if we continue this group chat this morning.
I'm curious if anybody else has been in this situation. Did anybody else's dad say no?
The Q Morning Show, Key 104. The Q Morning Show. I got to be honest, I did not believe that this conversation would be so one-sided and that everybody would agree with me once again, but that seems to be the case. Kyle was thinking about proposing to his girlfriend this weekend. He went to his girlfriend's dad to ask his permission, his blessing. He said no. And so I'm saying, Kyle, don't do it this weekend. Wait.
You got to wait.
Let some time go by. Let's figure out another angle here. Vanessa, now you don't think he should propose this weekend, right?
No, I don't think that he should. I think that he should respect the dad because he did ask, but I think it's also like a test, maybe. I mean, this weekend's going to come and go, and, you know, his dad's going to see that it didn't happen. And hopefully, like, that earns some trust and, like, more kudos with the dad so that maybe in a couple of months, 6 months, you know, he can revisit the situation, circle back.
You know what I would do is I would not propose this weekend. If I were Kyle, I would not propose this weekend. I'd let it go. I would do something else romantic with my girlfriend this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Maybe in a couple of weeks, take dad out to breakfast and sit dad down and say, okay, I know you're not right now in favor of me proposing right now and us getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
What will it take for you to be comfortable with that? What do I need to do that you would say, yes, go ahead, ask my daughter to marry you?
That will make you comfortable with this situation.
Exactly. Is that a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. I really do. I think that's 10 out of 10. Just be like, hey, man, or even just explain that, like, yeah, you might be looking at a longer engagement. I think that alone may ease some of dad's concerns.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. If there's anything further, you know how to reach us. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Coincidentally, that is the same number that you would call if you want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. And you should do that right now.
Yeah.
Caller 14, 216-474-0104. We want to send you to the Cleveland Playhouse to see a play called Primary Trust. That is on us. You just got to take on Alyssa in some trivia in less than 10 minutes. The Q Morning Show. Cassidy in Wycliffe is in the hot seat this time around. Cassidy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So Alyssa is not here. She's out of the studio. So that way we can ask you your five questions. And then afterwards, we'll bring Alyssa back in. She will answer the same five questions. Whoever answers the most right will win the game. Are you ready, Cassidy?
I am.
In what sport might you have to yell the word for?
Golf.
Question two. Millie Bobby Brown is known for playing what character on Stranger Things?
11.
Question three. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing was from the movie Armageddon and the only number one hit song for this band.
Aerosmith.
Question four. The Thing is part of what group in the Marvel Universe?
Fantastic Four.
Final question. The Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon was searching for the mythical fountain of what?
Youth.
That's how you do it, Cassidy. You just went 5 for 5.
Whoop, whoop.
Do you think Alyssa knows all five? Do you think Alyssa knows the answers to all five of these questions?
I don't know. I hope not.
I say no.
The pirate one, that might get her.
Let's find out. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio, and she's in for it today because she's facing Cassidy in Wycliffe.
Oh, boy. Cassidy, good morning.
Good morning.
How did it go?
I went 5 for 5.
Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice.
So we're both predicting your demise today.
Well, it might happen. Let's see.
Question number one. In what sport might you have to yell the word four?
Tennis?
Question two. Millie Bobby Brown is known for playing what character on Stranger Things?
11.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing was from the movie Armageddon and the only number one hit song for this band.
Aerosmith?
Question four. The Thing is part of...
Oh my God, it's not Aerosmith. Sorry. Anyways.
Question four. The Thing is part of what group in the Marvel Universe?
The X-Men?
Final question. The Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon was searching for the mythical fountain of what?
Youth.
Did she go 5 for 5, Cassidy?
She did not.
No, no. I knew on that first question I didn't go 5 for 5.
She almost went 4 for 5, but she doubted herself.
Let me tell you the ones you missed. In the sport golf, you may have to yell the word four to warn another party that a golf ball might be coming their way. Aerosmith did have the number one hit song with I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Oh, what? Okay, yeah. I don't know. I always get Aerosmith and Bon Jovi confused.
You got that one right. The Thing is part of the Fantastic Four.
Never seen a Marvel movie in my life. Fun fact.
Oh my goodness, blasphemy.
I know. I don't know how I've managed to make it this long without.
Cassidy knew all five. Cassidy is your clear winner today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Good job, Cassidy.
Cassidy, we have the tickets to go see Primary Trust at the Cleveland Playhouse, along with the Bill and Alyssa pennant and the diploma.
Woohoo! My kids are going to be very excited. We try to call in every morning.
Thank you very much.
My name is Cassidy, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. So Drew is my fifth grader, 11 years old, and I'm pretty sure this is the last time that he's going to have to do this, the last year that he's going to have to do this. On Friday is the class Valentine's Day party.
Oh, boy.
And he has to pass out Valentine's Day cards to everyone in his class.
Is he making like a mailbox, like a Valentine's Day mailbox for everybody to put theirs in for him, too?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
That was always a part of our Valentine's Day celebration in school, was making one of those. That's why I ask.
Maybe they've done that at school already, and I'm just not aware. But my wife, Paula, has already got out. She's gone out and bought the Valentine's Day cards for him.
Okay.
And they were sitting on the dining room table yesterday, and so he noticed that. And
well, okay, first, what's the theme? What kind of Valentine's Day cards?
Okay, I don't...
Are they character cards, or...?
I don't know that, but I do know that they have suckers in them.
They have candy.
Warheads suckers.
Ooh, not just any sucker. Warheads, nice.
So, there's two packages, and... A few hours later, we noticed that he's already opened up the packages and he's sucking on a warhead sucker.
Okay.
And so we're like, Drew, that's not for now.
It's for your class.
It's for your class. It's for Friday. And Paula says, well, what if we don't have enough candy now for every kid in your class? And he's like, it's fine. And we're like, what do you mean? He's like, I've already taken two cards out. There's two kids who aren't getting cards from me.
Oh, so he's picking and choosing who he's giving them to?
Yeah, and Paula's like, that's not how it works. Everybody gets a card. And he's like, no. And I'm like, who's not getting a card? And he says the names of the two people. I'm not going to repeat their names now.
Yeah, don't do that.
They are two girls.
Aww.
And I'm like, why are they not getting cards? And he's like, I have my reasons.
Oh.
And I'm like, I would like to know your reasons.
Yeah, I'm very curious, Drew.
He didn't elaborate. He says, what? They're not getting cards. And Paula's like, They are getting cards.
Yeah.
Everybody in the class is getting cards. They already sent out the rules for the Valentine's Day party. Everybody gets a card.
Oh, that's, I don't really remember having rules when I was in school. However, in Drew's defense, I do definitely remember there being usually boys in my class that I just didn't want to give Valentine's to.
Uh-huh.
Because they're young and it just feels weird, especially if it's like another classmate that's maybe not that nice to you for whatever reason.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, what if it's a situation where, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not trying to.
Right. I'm not trying to villainize a child right. by any means, but I do definitely remember that as a kid. Like, I would pick out like the Valentines that I liked the least out of my pack to give to the kids that were not nice to me. Like, I would always give Valentines to everyone, but I'd pick the worst ones.
Yeah, like, what if there's one kid in the class who's just a giant bleep hole, and he's, like, the bully of the class?
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's a life lesson if he doesn't get Valentine's Day cards from the class. Because of his behavior, he doesn't deserve the Valentine's Day gift, the Valentine's Day cards.
I mean, to be fair, we talked about this last year, I remember.
Because
I had mentioned that I would never even notice if one of my classmates did not give me a Valentine. And you were like, oh, no, I would definitely notice.
Oh, I would definitely notice.
I would not pay attention. I would just be like, look at all the ones I did get.
Well, at the same time, my fifth grade class was 12 people.
Yeah.
A class size of 12. So, yeah.
It's a little different than mine.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe there's some drama going on in the fifth grade.
Maybe those girls don't get warhead suckers. Maybe that's the solution.
They could still get the Valentine, but no suckers for them. Drew gets to have those.
He'll find something to do to be passive aggressive.
As he should.
He'll write his name like really small at the bottom.
Or like illegibly.
Right.
Or in like a special code that they have to decipher.
He'll do something. It's Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Earlier this morning, Alyssa and I were talking about how today, with the weather break, it's going to warm up a little bit today, that there's probably going to be long lines at the car washes.
I'm thinking so.
You might want to think twice, though, after you hear this particular story. This did not happen here. This happened in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
There was a system malfunction at a car wash there. And it left a woman stuck inside the car wash for over an hour.
No!
So this woman, she drives in for the routine wash, and the equipment suddenly stops working, and the doors don't open, and she's trapped inside her vehicle because the...
Yeah.
What are, the big brushes are pressed up against her
car
door. She can't get out.
Oh, no. So she's stuck in the car wash?
She had to call 911 herself.
Oh, no. What did they come? Like, what did they do? They have to break into the car wash?
The fire department came.
Wow.
And then the manager, I don't know if it was one of those places where the manager's not on site, but
yeah.
Somebody eventually showed up and they were able to get her out.
Well, thank goodness she's not still stuck in there. And it was only an hour. I imagine that if it was more than an hour, that would have been very, very tough.
You're saying that if you were stuck in a car wash for over an hour, you would be understanding. It was only an hour. If any longer than that, I might have sued you.
Yeah, but I feel like I would be understanding in an hour.
What?
Genuinely, I would be fine with that. Like, if you're in your car, especially, I've hung out in my car and just sat there for an hour. I've taken naps in my car.
So you would have been pleasantly surprised by this. You'd
be
like, hey,
well, that's fine.
What are you going to do? You can't go anywhere.
Well, I mean, hey, I like to try to make my car a space that I want to hang out
uh-huh.
for reasons exactly like this.
Okay, well, I hope you get stuck today. I really hope that happens
okay,
for you.
Okay, don't hope that for me.
216-474-0104.
Would you be freaking out if you were in a car wash for an hour?
I don't think I would be thrilled, no.
No?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think I'd be happy about it.
No.
216-474-0104. Where were you stuck and you couldn't get out? Call us right now. We were going to do what was stuck inside you, but our boss said, don't do that.
Ooh.
Do it the other way around.
Yeah, that's better.
Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. So this woman in Pennsylvania got stuck in a car wash for over an hour. And Alyssa's like, oh my God, that sounds glorious.
Yeah, I don't mind hanging out in my car. I mean, I had a job where every lunch break, I would go hang out in my car for an hour, take a nap, listen to a podcast, eat my lunch.
Well, I suppose if you knew that you were going to get stuck in the car wash, you would be like multitasking.
I guess. Yeah. You're mentally prepared for that.
Amanda in Cleveland, does that sound good to you, getting stuck in a car wash?
Oh my gosh. I would pay. I would pay to have that happen. I have kids. I have a life. I have chaos. Can you imagine a whole hour of just, I would take a nap. I would love life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got a blanket always in my car just in case, like, I get stuck somewhere in the winter. So I just pull out that blanket, snuggle up. There you go.
Oh, yeah. It would be absolutely amazing. Can you imagine just calling work and being like, hey, man, I'm stuck in a car wash. I can't, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, and it's legit. Like, there really is nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some sort of a business opportunity here. Like, maybe that's the, ooh, like, you have the
like
the
a
option.
Malfunctioning car wash.
When you're paying for it, it's like, do you want it to clean your undercarriage? That's an extra $2, you know? And then maybe the last option is, do you want to be stuck for an hour? And then,
well, people pay money for a panic room, right? And they're stuck in there.
Yeah.
Do people go in there just to escape from the world, though?
I've seen people pay for the nap pods at like airports and stuff. I've seen people pay for those, and you just go in there for a couple hours and take a nap.
Yeah, but if you're actually stuck somewhere, doesn't it take the guilt away from you because there's nothing you can do? You're stuck.
Right. Yeah, I would think so.
But the thing is like you and Amanda, you can't really just go somewhere for an hour because you feel guilty about shirking your responsibilities.
Yeah.
Isn't there something to it? There's like a psychological thing to it.
I would definitely pay an extra couple bucks to be stuck a little bit longer in the car wash.
All right. We'll flesh that out. Thank you, Amanda. I hope you
get stuck
somewhere today and you get some peace and quiet.
Only if it's on your lunch break.
Thanks.
All right. Leah has actually been stuck somewhere. She's going to join us after Olivia Dean. The Q Morning Show. Alyssa has left the studio. Brian in Rocky River is here. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's you versus Alyssa in this 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions right will win the game. Question number one, Brian. What home improvement store trademarked the color orange?
Home Depot.
Question two. What is the name of the legal document that transfers ownership of real estate?
Quitclaim deed.
Question three. What is the name of the TV show starring mother and daughter, Lorelai and Rory?
Lorelai. Don't know.
Question four. The Taming of the Shrew, which is a Shakespeare play, was used as the inspiration for this high school coming-of-age film starring Julia Stiles.
Father the Bride.
Final question. This food is made up of mostly water, almost 96%, the highest of any food.
Watermelon.
Brian, how do you think you did today?
I don't think I did too good.
You started off great. You got the first two, but that was it for today.
Ugh.
I think we have some tough questions in here. Let's see how Alyssa does compared to you. We'll bring her back into the studio next on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, only on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Meet Brian in Rocky River.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How was it?
Great.
You don't sound very confident in that.
He started off so well.
Okay.
I think some of these questions are very tricky today.
Ooh, okay. Let's see.
He went 2 for 5. So, Alyssa, you need 2 correct just to tie him. Any more than that, you're going to win. Question one, what home improvement store trademarked the color orange?
Home Depot.
Question two, what is the name of the legal document that transfers ownership of real estate?
A deed?
It is a deed. Brian knew exactly what it was. What did you call it, Brian?
Quit claim deed.
Whew. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is. You sound like you know what you're talking about, though.
I was fine with just deed. So we have the tie today. Let's get the answers to these final 3 questions. What is the name of the TV show starring mother and daughter, Lorelai and Rory?
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. Brian, not a fan of the Gilmore Girls.
Never seen it.
Question 4. The Taming of the Shrew, which is a Shakespeare play, was used as the inspiration for this high school coming-of-age film starring Julia Stiles.
10 Things I Hate About You?
That's what it was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Final question. This food is made up of mostly water, almost 96%, the highest of any food.
Watermelon?
Great guess. It's cucumbers.
Oh, huh.
Brian, I hope you had fun and still learned something this morning.
Yeah, it was great. I need to brush up on some Gilmore Girl stuff, I guess.
Don't beat yourself up too much, Brian.
My name is Brian, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.